Okay, I got an insensitive thought, folks. There's a news story out there. There's a news story out there that rich people got some sort of an email notification of the terrorist threat against the New York subway before poor people did. Okay, they're making a big deal out of it. Let me see if I can find it on the Drudge report here. Let's see. There's a guy strangling a goose. That's a pretty good, pretty impressive picture. It's something about bird flu. So he's got this goose and he's just wringing its neck. You can, email agency. Who tipped off the big shots? Okay, now here's the story. And it says the Homeland Security Department launched internal probes yesterday into whether its officials tipped off friends and relatives to a possible subway terror plot days before average New Yorkers were alerted. So the real gripe here is that it seems that some wealthy people got notified of the terror plot before the great unwashed, before the others. Now, the Daily News in New York has a headline, Rich Got Terror Tip. Rich got terror tip. Okay, let's get logical about this, folks. Let's play logic with this. This is as it should be. Okay? If we are faced with disaster in this country, let me ask you this. Okay, you just be logical. Get all of the emotion out of this. Get all of the emotion out of this. But if we are faced with a disaster in this country, which group do we want to save? The rich or the poor? Now, if you have time, save as many people as you can. But if you have to set some priorities, where do you go? The rich or the poor? Okay? Who is a drag on society? The rich or the poor? Who provide the jobs out there? The rich or the poor? Which group fuels our economy, drives industry, the rich or the poor? Now, if you, all of a sudden, somebody walks up to you and says, hey, Bortz listener, you have to make a choice. We're going to move you to another country. And you're just going to have to make your way in this other country. We have a choice of two countries for you. In this country, people achieve a lot and they are wealthy because of their hard work. In this country, people don't achieve squat. They sit around all the time waiting for somebody else to take care of them. They have children they can't afford. They're uneducated. They can barely read. And the high point of their day is Entertainment Tonight on TV. Which country do you want to live in? The country with the high achievers? Or the country of sheep, the country of followers? You know what you're going to do. I don't see what the big problem is. I just don't. I mean, who do I want to save first? The rich. Save the poor first. Then, when everything's over, where are you going to go for a job? Okay. Hey, if I get a tin cup, can I sit next to you and sell pencils too? And I'm serious about that, folks. You see, that's the kind of thing that's going to end up in news stories. Neil Bortz said that in times of disaster, we should save the rich people first. Well, hell yes, we should save the rich people first. You know, they're the ones that are responsible for this prosperity. I mean, you go out there and you look at this vast sea of evacuees, okay? You want to get an economy going in some city. Well, who are you going to take back? The people that own businesses, the people that sit around waiting to get their minimum wage job, work till Friday, get a paycheck, and then not show up again until the following Wednesday. Come on. Just put a little logical thought into this, folks.